2001, a businessman lands in Madagascar. He steps out of a private jet, and then he turns around, leans back in to grab his suitcase full of cash, and he checks once again to make sure no one has followed him. What is this guy up to? It's not drugs, not arms. Actually, it's pretty vanilla. Okay, it is vanilla.
Sure, we are Nielsen Massey Vanillas. We're a manufacturer of all-natural pure vanillas.
This isn't a private jet guy. This is Matt Nielsen. I met him at the Fancy Foods show in New York City, and he really is just a manufacturer of vanilla. But he's going to help tell this story, to explain why just a few years ago there were several reports of vanilla buyers showing up in Madagascar with suitcases full of cash. First stop, Mexico. 500 years ago.
Mexico, which is actually where vanilla originated, had a bee called the Melipone bee that was responsible for pollinating the orchids that produced the vanilla beans.
It was a small bee, black and fast. No one thought much of it, especially not the Spanish conquistadors, who had taken a liking to vanilla flavoring. It tasted so good, especially with that other tasty treat from the New World, cocoa. So, like many other things with the conquistadors, with vanilla, the response was, great, we'll take it.
And when they did take vanilla from Mexico to places like Madagascar and Indonesia, they were able to grow the vines and get the orchids, but they never got vanilla beans.
The vines grew, the orchids blossomed, the beans never came. The French tried in Madagascar. They failed. Nothing. Strong vines, lovely orchids, no beans. The Europeans shook their fists and furrowed their brows. The indigenous vanilla growers from Mexico snickered.
Because they didn't realize that within the orchid there is a membrane between the stamen and the pistil, and it has to be pollinated. It has to pollinate it. It can't pollinate itself, so something has to do it.
Something like a bee. A bee not found in Europe, not found in Madagascar. This completely stumped the Europeans for about, 300 years. 300 years. They didn't know what was missing. This magical, almost mythical, very special creature.
Well, if it's attracted to the vanilla orchid, I would certainly say it would have to be special, yes.
1837, a Belgian botanist finally figured out that vanilla orchids could not self-pollinate.
They developed a method of literally using a bamboo toothpick and going in by hand and breaking that membrane and pollinating the orchid by hand. And that method is still used today.
Wow, really?
Yeah, this was developed back in the 1800s, and they still use that same method today.
And so you have to do that one by one?
You have to do that one by one.
Every single orchid has to be hand-pricked. You need a lot of people to do that, and it takes a long time. So ideally, you do it in a poor country. Vanilla farmers make about $1 a day. It also has to be a hot country. So all that narrows the options. Indonesia, Mexico, Papua New Guinea, and most popular of all, Madagascar.
Well, there was, back in 2000, there was a series of cyclones that went through Madagascar and destroyed a large proportion of the crop.
Dramatic crop-destroying weather, unfortunately, not that uncommon in Madagascar.
And then the next year or two after that, they had contested elections.
That either. Madagascar, this small country, it is the world's largest vanilla producer. And it's never been a stable supply, but 2000, that was the most dramatic ever.
Vanilla in the beginning of 2000 was about $30 a kilo, and in 2004 it peaked at $550 a kilo because of the shortages.
And this is where we get to the guy with the suitcase. Buyers got crazy competitive. Just getting a hold of vanilla was so, so hard. If you had a connection, you'd do anything you could to make sure your competitors did not find out. 2009, supply has normalized, but we're still paying for instabilities that have passed and for instabilities to come. Every time we buy a cookie, a tub of ice cream, a fancy cocktail, and we're paying for the workers to prick every flower one by one, human beings doing the job of the magical bee. Chana Jaffe-Walt, Planet Money Fancy Food Challenge winner.